It's not important to publish it yet. In fact, do not publish it till the time you are not 100% convinced that you want to, and the voice in your head will tell you when you're ready to publish. Remember, there are no rules. In order to discover your writing voice, you can write about anything, ranging from fashion to medicine to crocheting to parenting to... the list is endless. Pick up what inspires you most and just get started. Chapter 2. Discovering and attracting your ideal fan base. How do you normally write? You think about a topic and get started, correct? Most of us write like that. Isn't that how it should be? No, because people who deploy a different strategy than this one always tend to achieve better success. This is because these people, or the natural gifted writers, write for a special someone. They write for their ideal reader fan base. Their fan base strengthens their writing power. The idea here is to focus on your ideal readers and write for them. That way, you're writing for a special someone and not risking generating boring blog posts. So where are these ideal readers found? They're found everywhere. They are the people who read your blog, they are the ones who will come back to your blog, and they are the ones who will get more traffic on your blog by liking and commenting on your post. But I am just starting out. I do not have a fan base of readers. Who do I write for? Well, you do have a fan base of hungry readers who are waiting to read your next blog post, and that is why we will call this chapter Discovering Your Ideal Fan Base and not Creating Your Fan Base. They are already there. You just have to attract them. How can I discover them? Think about who you are writing for. Some important factors to be considered are their gender, age, marital status, likes and dislikes, viewpoint, income, etc. You just need to keep these people in mind as you write your blog post. It is always a great idea to imagine them sitting next to you and asking as many questions as they can. Ideally, your blog post should be able to provide all the answers. If you are still unsure, think about a past version of yourself as your ideal reader. Nobody understands your struggles better than you. All you need to do is go back in time and think about the difficulties that you faced. Could you create a blog post talking about all those difficulties? You want to make sure that other people, your potential readers, learn from your mistakes. Try and understand what your ideal reader wants. If your ideal fan base is a past version of your own self, think about what kind of knowledge or insight you would have appreciated when you started out. If the subject of your blog is travel, think about the things that you would have liked when you began your journey as an avid traveler. Would you have loved some travel tips? Maybe some tips to save money as you travel? Would you have appreciated mini travel guides that you could print and take along to your place of travel? Maybe a travel guide with prices of hotels and eating outlets? Think about the kind of information that would have eased your life. That is the kind of information that your ideal reader wants. And by providing this information, you convert your readers into fans. Just remember to keep things simple and not overwhelm your fan base. But where do I start? Well, start by thinking about the challenges your potential fan base is facing. Taking the example of a travel-related blog, do your readers know where they can procure discounted tickets for museums and art galleries? Do they know the various options that they have in case they are looking at long-term travel? In fact, they could travel for free. Would they like to know if they need to carry edibles, depending on the place where they're going to be traveling? Would they need a list of some government-run hospitals and pharmacies where they could visit in case of an emergency? Do they understand the concept of travel insurance? Do they need to buy special things to travel with children? As you begin jotting down the challenges, you realize that you have more than enough content, right? But if I write only about travel, won't I be restricting my fan base? Yes, but that is the idea. You are in the process of discovering your fan base, and once you've discovered them, they will stick to you. So if you're writing for a special someone, let's name this person as Robin, then Robin and everyone like Robin will read your blog. Eventually, you will dominate the market, and that's the real idea. You are writing for your fan base, only the people who want to read what you write. Inspire your fan base. Imagine your ideal reader, Robin, arriving at your website and seeing the following blog posts. Travel guide to Spain. Luxury travel experience to Switzerland. Places to visit in Florida. Great food joint in Gold Coast. Australia, the food, the education, and the culture. A trip to the Taj Mahal, India. A summer trip to Valencia, Spain. How would Robin feel? Would she want to visit your website again? I bet not. The reason is simple. Your travel blog is not addressing any of Robin's needs. But I don't know what her needs are.